All right, buckle up, because today we're diving straight into a masterpiece, really. One shrouded in some mystery. It's Vincent van Gogh's Café Terrace at Night. We're talking those swirling skies he's so known for. But get this, some folks think this painting, this very painting, might be van Gogh's take on the Last Supper. You sent over some excerpts from the Wikipedia page, so let's see what we can uncover.
Now, that's a captivating theory to kick things off with. It is amazing how a seemingly simple cafe scene can hold such potential depth, you know? And you're right, those night skies are really a trademark of his later work.
Right. So for those who might be newer to Van Gogh, can you give us like a little background on the painting itself? I mean, where do we even find this thing today?
Absolutely. Café Terrace at Night, sometimes called the Café Terrace on the Place du Forum, is currently enjoying a much quieter existence at the Kröller-Müller Museum in the Netherlands.
Okay.
Painted in 1888, this piece is actually unsigned, but luckily for us, Van Gogh, he was a prolific letter writer.
Oh, good.
It actually describes his process and inspiration in great detail in these letters. These letters are essentially our primary source for understanding his intentions.
It's like we have a direct line to his thoughts. So what's Van Gogh saying about Cafe Terrace at Night? What had him so fired up about it?
He was particularly excited about capturing the unique atmosphere of a nighttime scene without using black paint,
Wow.
which was a pretty revolutionary concept at the time. Instead of that traditional black, he uses this incredible palette of blues, violets, and greens for the sky and buildings, and then bam, hits you with this almost luminous pale sulfur and lemon green to illuminate the cafe itself.
It's classic Van Gogh, right? Those bold colors, those like almost visible brush strokes. But to ditch black entirely for a night scene, that's some next level thinking.
Exactly. And remember, this was the 1880s. Painting outdoors, directly from the scene, especially at night, what's called en plein air, was pretty uncommon. Most artists at that time would rely on sketches and memory to recreate night scenes in their studios. But Van Gogh, he was all about capturing that immediate, almost electric feeling of light and atmosphere.
And you can feel that energy in Cafe Terrace at Night. You're not just like looking at a picture. You're practically stepping into that moment, feeling the warm glow of the gas lights, maybe catching a snippet of conversation from the street.
Precisely. And that's where the real mystery begins. While the painting itself is captivating, the debate around what inspired it adds another layer of intrigue.
You're talking about that Last Supper theory, right? The Wikipedia article mentions some folks see a connection there. But before we get to that, it also brought up other potential inspirations, like a scene from a Guy de Maupassant novel.
Right. Van Gogh was reading Bellamy around the time he painted Café Terrace at Night. He even mentions it in a letter to his sister, drawing parallels between the novel's description of a Parisian night bustling with these vibrant cafes and what he captured in his painting.
So he saw a reflection of his own like artistic vision in Maupassant's words.
It seems that way. However, it's worth noting that Maupassant's scene doesn't explicitly mention a starry sky, which is such a central element of Van Gogh's work. And then there's another theory pointing to a visual influence from a painting by Louis Anquetin called Avenue de Clichy, 5 o'clock in the evening.
Ooh, another artist connection. What's the link there?
Well, both paintings share a similar perspective and a dominant color scheme of blues and yellows. It's possible that Van Gogh drew inspiration from Anquetin's use of color and composition, adapting those elements to his own artistic style.
So we have literary links, artistic connections. It's like Van Gogh is pulling inspiration from every corner of his world. But let's talk about the elephant, or maybe the loaf of bread, in the room. That Last Supper theory. What's the evidence there? Because, like, at first glance, a cafe scene and one of the most famous religious paintings ever, they don't exactly scream same vibes.
You're not wrong. It's definitely the most controversial theory. But hear me out, because when we dig into Van Gogh's life and what he was grappling with during the summer of 1888, it gets really interesting.
Okay, let's unpack this. What was going on in Van Gogh's world that could lead to a Last Supper connection in a cafe scene?
Well, for starters, Van Gogh was deeply religious. He saw himself as a kind of artistic missionary, someone spreading a message through his art. He was obsessed with this idea of creating a commune of what he called artist apostles. Basically, a brotherhood of artists living and working together, united by their craft.
Interesting.
He even attempted his own version of Christ in the Garden of Olives around this time.
Wow. He was really wrestling with some big spiritual questions, but how does that translate to Cafe Terrace at night specifically? Where's the like connection point?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Proponents of this theory point to a few key details within the painting itself.
Okay.
First, notice how many figures are gathered around the tables. 12.
Right.
And in the center, framed by the perspective of the street, stands this lone figure, possibly a waiter, reminiscent of how Christ is often positioned in traditional Last Supper depictions.
Okay, I see where they're going with this. 12 figures, a central figure. It's like he's subtly mirroring that iconic composition, but it's still a big leap from a cafe to like one of the most significant events in Christian history.
Agreed. It's not a direct one-to-one, but there are even more layers to consider. Remember how I mentioned Van Gogh's fascination with the idea of a community of artists?
Right.
Some scholars believe Cafe Terrace at night might be his idealized vision of this artistic brotherhood, right, gathered under the starry sky, illuminated by that warm, almost spiritual light.
So it's less about a literal Last Supper and more about Van Gogh imbuing this everyway scene with a sense of spiritual significance. Like he's saying, hey, even in the mundane, there's room for this sacred gathering.
Exactly. And if that wasn't enough, a letter Van Gogh wrote to his brother Theo shortly after finishing this painting adds another layer.
Okay.
In it, he expresses this deep longing for religion, a desire to paint a starry night with a group of people.
Yeah.
It's like he's hinting at a deeper meaning behind this seemingly ordinary cafe scene.
It's amazing how a single painting can be like a puzzle box. The more you learn about the artist's life, their influences, the more those pieces start to fit together.
And even then, there's still room for debate and interpretation,
mm-hmm,
which is what makes studying art so fascinating. But speaking of puzzles, those starry night skies that Van Gogh is famous for, they're practically a character in themselves in this painting.
Right. We can't gloss over those. It's like he cracked the code on how to capture the cosmos on canvas. What was it about those starry backgrounds that so captivated him?
You know, it's interesting you say crack the code. Cafe Terrace at night actually marks a turning point in Van Gogh's artistic journey.
Okay.
He starts experimenting more and more with those swirling, luminous night skies, making them a recurring theme in his work.
And this all builds to his like most iconic piece, Starry Night, right?
Precisely. But even a year earlier, with Cafe Terrace at night, you see those brushstrokes becoming more deliberate,
yeah,
almost expressing the movement and energy of the night sky. It's as if he's not just painting the stars, but the very feeling of being dwarfed by their vastness.
It's funny you should say that. Whenever I see Van Gogh's Starry Nights, I get this sense of awe. Like I'm looking up at the universe and realizing how small we really are.
Exactly. He captures that feeling so beautifully. And he wasn't just relying on artistic license either.
Yeah.
The constellation of Aquarius is actually depicted with surprising accuracy in Cafe Terrace at night.
Wait, for real? You're telling me Van Gogh was out there with like a telescope and a paintbrush?
Maybe not a telescope.
Okay.
But his observations were incredibly keen. Based on the positioning of those stars, experts can pinpoint the painting's creation to early September 1888, around 11 p.m. It's as if we're time travelers standing right there with him as he captured that exact moment.
That's mind-blowing. You'd think with all those like swirling stars, he was taking some artistic liberties, but nope, Van Gogh was a stickler for celestial accuracy.
Indeed. And speaking of transcending time, this one painting, this single moment frozen on canvas has resonated with audiences for over a century, even finding its way into popular culture.
Okay, spill the tea. Where have we seen Cafe Terrace at night making cameos?
Well, it had a starring role in the 1956 film Lust for Life, which, you know, dove into Van Gogh's life with Kirk Douglas playing the artist. I'm guessing they couldn't resist those cinematic colors.
It's practically made for the big screen, but it's not just like biopics, right?
Mm-hmm.
It also popped up in a Doctor Who episode, Vincent and the Doctor, back in 2010. Seeing those two together would have been something else.
A time-traveling doctor meeting Van Gogh. Sign me up for that watch party.
Right. Any other unexpected appearances?
Get this. Those intense visuals even caught the eye of action movie directors.
Hot!
It's in a scene in the film Ronin from 1998, which is about as far from a quiet cafe as you can get. And let's not forget Loving Vincent from 2017, a whole animated film that brought Van Gogh's art to life. talk about a tribute.
It's amazing how Cafe Terrace at Night went from this like quiet scene to practically a celebrity itself. I guess that's the power of a masterpiece, right? It sticks with people, finds its way into all these different mediums.
It speaks to that universal desire to connect with art, to find our own you know, meaning within it. Cafe Terrace at Night is a perfect example. Is it a simple cafe scene, a study of light and color, a hidden Last Supper, or all of the above?
Exactly. As we wrap up our deep dive here, what are some of the key takeaways you hope our listener walks away with? What makes this painting so special?
You know, it's easy to get caught up in those "is it this or is it that" debates.
Right.
But what I find most fascinating is how this painting, through Van Gogh's own words and those visual clues he left behind, reveals his artistic evolution. We see him mastering on plein air painting, experimenting with color in a way that was groundbreaking, and grappling with those big questions about faith, community, and finding meaning in the everyday.
And he does it all while depicting this incredibly specific moment in time. A cafe bathed in that warm glow under a sky full of stars that we can like practically map today.
Yeah.
It's like he's inviting us to not just observe, but to really feel that moment alongside him.
Precisely. So for our listeners, as you revisit Cafe Terrace at Night, I'd ask, what story does it tell you? What details stand out to you now? Does one interpretation resonate more strongly, or do you find yourself drawn to different aspects depending on the day?
What a fantastic question to end on. It reminds us that art is a conversation. Van Gogh might have started it with his brushstrokes, but it's a dialogue that continues each time someone new encounters his work. And Cafe Terrace at Night, with its hidden depths and vibrant beauty, is a masterpiece that keeps that conversation going.
Beautifully put.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Cafe Terrace at Night. We'll be back next time with another fascinating journey into art, history, and the stories we tell about ourselves and the world around us.